Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the latest and new season of Witchy Wellness Radio. Again, I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, and I'm so happy to be here. So delighted to show up for you guys, share some amazing people this season on Witchy Wellness Radio. And that starts off with the awesome Gabrielle Thomas. You are listening to episode number 61, Less Caption, More Action with Gabrielle Thomas. So more about our guest today, Gabrielle. She is an entrepreneur, creative director, wellness director, and founder of the initiative Less Caption, More Action, which we will talk in depth about in today's episode. She has spent over 10 years working in the mental health world and addiction and holistic nutrition, has found her way into the creative and wellness as well as entrepreneurial coaching industry. She launched her first startup in 2012, which was a women-led media company. She has online events, workshops, and live in-person events as well. She helps women learn to trust themselves, build businesses, and claim their seat at the table while getting paid what they deserve. She shares her real-world insights through online mentoring, speaking at events, retreats, and workshops. She helps women achieve their dreams, but ensures that they are taking care of themselves first. We talk about this and so much more. So without further ado, please enjoy episode number 61, Less Caption, More Action with Gabrielle Thomas. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. And again, I am your host, Lauren Chalantani, and today we are here with Gabrielle Thomas, and we are talking many things: business, boss lady, less caption, more action, Black Lives Matter, everything underneath the sun. And I'm so excited to have you on the show today, Gabrielle. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me. I really do.
You're welcome. A little bit more about you before we jump into the show. Gabrielle is an entrepreneur, a creative director, and a wellness educator, and the founder of Less Caption, More Action Initiative, which we'll get more into that later. With over 10 years of experience working on the front line in mental health and addictions, she's furthered her studies in holistic nutrition and functional medicine, earning her a career as a holistic practitioner. Gabrielle spent the last 7 years on the business side of things, launching her first startup in 2012, and then going to develop a woman-led media company while growing her personal and lifestyle brand. She helps women trust themselves, build businesses, and claim their seat at the table while getting paid what they deserve. She shares her real-world insights through online marketing, speaking at events, retreats, and workshops. Talk about boss lady. I was so excited when I read all of that. I was like, yes, yes, yes. We all need that here on Witchy Wellness. And I find so many of us that are, you know, in the business world, but also kind of in the, you know, the, I don't want to say the woo of things. I mean, you're on Witchy Wellness Radio here, so there is a lot of woo. We're looking for like that secret sauce. You know, we want to have it all. I would love to hear your secret sauce of how you got to doing all of this today, as well as starting this beautiful initiative as well.
Yeah, you know, I wish I had the magic sauce, but I think I do. Whenever I'm asked this question, I'm always like, you know, what scene, what part of the story? And, you know, I think the realest one is to share with people that it's really about taking imperfect action. It really is. Every bit of, you know, my wellness journey, my entrepreneurship has been all about taking imperfect steps. Anytime that I did anything that was overthought, overanalyzed, striving for perfection, somewhere along the lines, you know, I left a little of me behind somewhere. And so I think a lot of it and a lot of my thriving and a lot of my ability to scale has just been about taking a perfect action, to be 100% honest.
I completely agree, because that, what is it? I mean, comparison paralysis, but analysis paralysis. Mm-hmm. We all so often get stuck in that. So how did you, get from, you know, being mental health and addiction side of the world to now helping wellness, I guess, all businesses as a business coach? What was that, you know, self, probably internal journey to make you feel called from switching? It sounds like a couple of careers, you know, kind of just gliding through.
Mm-hmm. You know what? At first, I guess when you think about it, it looks like a couple different careers, but I think the real truth is that it's one that is continuous. So working in mental health and addictions was about serving our community, and not very different than what I'm doing today. How I approached, you know, my work working in mental health was very holistic in nature. I was, you know, given the responsibility to help somebody through transformation in their life. So it wasn't for, you know, we're never talking about mental health as a separate thing from a person. So we're always in consideration of that person's mental health, that person's emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being as well, as well as adding in how to help them sort of navigate through, you know, a system of things, right? Like living and that kind of stuff, right into, you know, career and wellness and that type of stuff. So it's not that different. And my role really in mental health was to serve the client, serve the community. And part of that was also to develop partnerships and how we can best serve the population. So I was really a part of starting a lot of initiatives at that time as well, like homeless initiatives and different, you know, women initiatives for women in mental health, for mothers. So it's like a whole variety of things that everything that I did in those, you know, 14 years of working within that industry has really prepared me for everything that I'm doing now. So I really say to you that it's very continuous of a cycle, and the focus and principle of it just really being leaning into holistic, right? So that's kind of how I approach business at this point as well.
Yeah. This is why I asked this question. And so many of us are like, oh, when am I going to have the blah, 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 the business or whatever? But it's like what you're going through now is preparing you for what you want in the future. Absolutely. And I love hearing people's stories, because it just, you know, now on the other side, you see the connections, you see what led you externally, internally to doing the work that you do today. And I love what you said about the holistic approach and how helping mental health population as well as now business coaching. I mean, being an entrepreneur, as you probably will agree, is the biggest self-help, self-growth that you'll ever do.
For sure. For
ever.
Sure. Yes, agreed.
So you got to make sure everything's like, you know, locked down mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. Like, you got to take care of yourself. And maybe you can speak a little bit to that. I'm sure that's part of your coaching when you're helping hold the space for people.
For sure. I always say, you know, when it comes to entrepreneurship, it's concurrently working alongside working with personal growth and development, right? Like, I had no idea that, you know, getting into the world of entrepreneurship, that I was going to have to take a real hard look at myself and make all these changes. It was like, what is all of this? And I didn't know any of this really even existed. And how do I unpack it? And it's unpack it for myself. How do I heal? It's not just how do I overcome, but you know, in what ways is this serving me, and what ways isn't it, and what lesson do I need to learn? And everything is about, you know, action, right? And like, you know, bringing forth to what we're working on right now, right? Like, stop this talking, stop this, you know, overthinking. And it's like, let's get into that action piece, even if it's imperfect. So I've definitely learned that along the way, that personal growth is everything, wellness is everything. And I really couldn't imagine running a business without having that wellness piece in it. You know, as I grew my business, it was like, how do I figure out, how do I put, you know, business and business coaching and wellness and all the things that I love as a multi-passionate entrepreneur, how do I put that all in? And it's like, you know, I tried in every which way to just make it business focused, because like that seems pretty streamlined and easy to do, right? And that just didn't, that wasn't, you know, business coaching wasn't just my only job, my only purpose. It was really about helping people that are, you know, doing things to achieving their dreams to take care of themselves in the process. It's always concurrent, no ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah. And speaking of the action, I mean, let's perfect segue into the initiative that you recently started and how we got connected. Tell us all about the Less Caption, More Action initiative.
Yeah, well, again, you know, that was definitely started from taking really imperfect action. It was a response to, I think, some of the contention that that was happening in groups. This, it started in a Facebook group that I belong to, you know, help with business growth. And within that group, it was a very large group, but within that group, there was a lot of contention. There was a lot of voices that didn't feel like they were heard. There was a lot of other voices that were saying, you know, your Blackness has nothing to do with business, and we need to be focused on business, and all kinds of different feedback, all kinds of different opinions of how, you know, someone would, you know, approach or respond to the climate, right? And I'm talking about the climate of racism, the climate of anti-Blackness, the climate of everything going on for the last several months now. So I'm not much of a social media goer. I don't love it, but I was a part of this group for a short time. And my response, I think, and it really just came from inside. Like, I'm really big. I follow my knowing. I just do. I've spent the last several years building a relationship with my knowing. And that morning, I think it was like a Friday morning or something, I just kind of rolled over, one-eyed it, picked up my phone, and just started allowing myself to be a vessel for those words. I would love to give like some really smart answer, but there really isn't one. That's the whole truth of the situation, right? And allowing whatever needed to be shared to come through me. And my fingers just kind of did the work, and it came out 100% me. It was something along the lines of, you know, if you want to talk about business, you know, let's make it transactional. Do something. Right? There's a group full of, you know, up to, I think, 30,000 people. And it's like, you're all entrepreneurs. We're problem solvers. That's why we're here. So let's start looking at some of these problems and let's figure this out. So it was a call to action to make this, you know, make this transactional, make it business if you want to make it, but get up and do something. So little did I know that I would get a response. And I think a couple hours later, my responses were like, you know, 450 responses a couple hours later saying, yeah, I'm going to do this. I gave specific, you know, ask. At that time, Black people were talking about needing a break, going through the process of grieving. Just don't ask me to educate you. Don't ask me to take you through, you know, your business diversity training, that type of thing. This is all information that you need to go out and find for yourself and, you know, be connected to that information in a way that feels good for you and responds to, you know, what the community needs from you at this point. So it was a call to white people to say, look, do you recognize that there's an expansive gap between, you know, Black people and white people and wealth? And as well as equal pay. And we, everyone in that group, there was like no denying of this gap. We all know it exists. So now let's talk about it. It's time for, you know, people that, you know, have had more privilege to take a knee on this and to step up and let's close this gap, narrow the disparity, and then we move forward together. So that's kind of how that started and has grown since.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think, I mean, I found out Marie Forleo posted about you on your big social media, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. You know, I was like, of course, how can I, my uniqueness of Lauren, help and show up in my own way? And, you know, I felt, you know, you can feel when something comes from that wisdom, that heart space, like you just said, like, I wish I had some beautiful answer, but that's when you know it's real. I mean, that the tagline for this show is your body is not in your way. It's leading your way.
For and sure.
That's an example right there. And, you know, it's this call to action. Like if you have a platform, if you have a podcast, whatever, show up and let everybody be heard that doesn't have that privilege or hasn't had that opportunity. And for me, it's like, it's a no-brainer, of course. And, I look at my own podcast and not by any means on purpose. And I go, there is a way lack of diversity on here. And this is something that I need to own up to. And that's something I can affect, right? And I think what this initiative is beautiful. Thank you for showing up and listening and, you know, providing this space for everybody on, you know, whether you're a business owner or somebody who, you know, needs their voice to be heard. And thank you. I'm so happy and honored to have you on here to help spread this message. If somebody might be interested, how can they get a hold of you? Are you still taking, you know, applications? I'm sure your inbox is blowing up as well. What are the next steps?
First, I want to say I'm truly humble for every single person that has come forward to help. This is a community effort. This is about a disparity. This is about acknowledgement and us coming in on it and leaning in to narrow this. As far as, you know, becoming involved in it, absolutely. You know, just reaching out through email on my website, it's GabrielleThomas.co. There's a button there that will lead you into filling an application to be a mentor, or if you're somebody that wants to be mentored or make an application for support for yourself or somebody else. The whole process, like we're really in a bit of a growth place right now with it. A lot of the stuff that was put up in like half an hour in response to, hey, we need to do something. We need to process these things. So that's been definitely a learning curve, but I want to say like, I have right now the most beautiful team putting things together. I really do. Like people have just come out of everywhere and a diverse range, right? Of coming out of everywhere and saying, how can I help? And so we've been able to source some people right onto the team. So we've got like an amazing UX designer. Like she's come on, her name's Amanda Harvard, and she is incredible. Like this woman is just putting things together and making sense of it all. So that's really been a beautiful thing. And she just in one phone call said, hey, I got some girlfriends that can like help sort this bunch. And so we just kind of came together and have been sorting it. And it's just been a really beautiful group that has been like, you know, leaning into this work. Some of the other things that, you know, we're working on at this point is just, of course, making it more accessible, making it faster to match people. And that's an entire like tech thing that I know nothing about, but so grateful to be having people on the team that, you know, are much better at that. It's a whole process, but please, like, you know, put in an application. Like there's so much available. We've learned so many things. Like my partner too helps, Natasha. And it's really a beautiful thing when we go through all of these applications. I think I cry every day. I really do, because people have showed up in the most beautiful of ways to serve, right? Like there's so many opportunities for visibility for Black businesses. Like, you know, so many, it's so wide. There's people in like STEM, there's people and lots of marketing business people. There's lots of health people, nutrition, like engineers, doctors, lawyers, an incredible amount of support came in through this program. So we're, I think the whole team is really, really excited to be, you know, making these matches and kind of seeing this magic happen. And we're talking about ways that we can continue to support an individual for their longer term success. So that's kind of where, you know, my strength and business background, but social work is like, how do we make this, you know, a longer term continuity for real success that really digs in and changes people's lives? So that's what we're looking at here moving forward. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Just by you, imperfect action, one step at a time, and here you are, and beautiful heart-driven initiative. And this is what I want people to focus on, right? I think out of, you know, what is the saying? Out of adversity breeds creation, or, you know, I'm blanking on it, but
for sure, yeah.
You need to focus. Obviously, dealing with what's wrong in the world, how can I take action? How can I focus and send energy into things that are working?
Yes.
That, you know, and here's an example, because there is a lot going on, and here's something that you can do something about, and you can easily help. And it's going to take all of us, right? We all need to take a look at where we are in our own lives, how we can show up. And like you said, as a business owner, taking that good hard look at yourself too, in your own programs and, you know, but yeah, thank you. And I'm so glad that I can have you on here and share this as well. And what a beautiful thing, bringing all your skill sets together to help mentor these people. I just, like, my heart is just wide open. I can't even imagine some of the stories that you read every single day.
Oh, for sure. I don't miss one. Like, that is like, these are the people that I serve, and I need to know everything that I can to meet the need and understand it. So, I spend a lot of time. I spend most of my time reading through the needs. And right now, you know, we're doing some planning, trying to figure out what we can do in the meantime that we're waiting to match people. So our next action is to, you know, start putting out training opportunities, free training opportunities on my website to provide support in the meanwhile. Like, how do we hit it from the wait list? How do we, you know, get people connected and so they're getting the support? And by the way, I'm pretty like adamant about people receiving like business supports if that's what they need, but also matched with something that will be supportive in nature to their well-being. That is something that we have to understand, that we are really, really stretched on right now. So for us to have our highest level of success with whatever we're actioning right now, it has to be really fully supported with some kind of wellness-based work. Whether that's yoga for you, or meditation, or time in nature, or, you know, getting together with a friend, whatever that may be, the overall success is very much rooted in how well you're taking care of yourself. It's the best investment you're ever going to make, period. Especially right now. So, there's no shortage of information. That's like, how do you support your immune system? How do you support, you know, like, how do you adapt to stress and move that through your nervous system without being triggered like crazy? So there's so much overlap between the mental health, the wellness, and the business stuff that it just works. But all in all, it's like, I always say this, you know, composting the pain, right? And this is a real opportunity to do that. I needed to channel my energy as well over everything that's happening. And it's been heartbreaking and really difficult to process, and had to look at some really uncomfortable truths. right, in the last couple of months through, you know, personal and in business, and grow from that and compost some of that pain into something that, you know, at least takes a box off in the, you know, world's to-do list, because it's so freaking long at this point. And so that's sort of my want overall, to just do something that, you know, makes a difference in someone else's life, a positive change.
Oh, and that you are. And it made me think of the Buddhist quote, no mud, no lotus.
No mud, no lotus, 100%.
100%.
I said that to Gary Forleo, actually, when we had an interview, and I just said, listen, no mud, no lotus. Oh, 100%. Yeah, I love that.
Oh, I love that. I call it little synchronicities like that. I'm like, oh, it's a little kiss from the universe.
Yeah.
God in the universe letting us know that we're on track. Keep going. Yeah. Speaking of self-care and nervous system and all that kind of stuff, how do you stay grounded? How do you, you know, I'm putting you on the spot here, but maybe what are your go-to things right now, or, you know, what do you suggest to other business owners as well?
Yeah, you know what? Right now, movement's medicine for me. It really is. Like, I am practicing, I'm very adamant about practicing social distancing and being at home during this time. So, you know, my movement is not as much as I would like it to be. So I have to be very, very intentional about that. And so that's like time in nature, or, you know, strength training. I'm really big on that. As well as, like, I don't mess around when it comes to my supplements. I'm really big on like immune boosting, really big on adaptogens, and just like getting in my vitamin D and all that other stuff. So I have my supplement regime that I'm very committed to. I'm just, you know, I think a lot of it, wellness is really based in intentionality. It's, we're really get caught up when we're not in the driver's seat, right? Somewhere we lose sight and we end up just getting driven down roads, and we're like, hold up, wait a minute, how did I get here? And, you know, like, how am I so far off track? So it's, you know, checking in every day with myself and just asking, like, you know, is the work that I'm doing, is my schedule today really aligned with my goals? Is it aligned with my values? I allow myself to connect with my knowing no matter what. I don't care where we are. If I got a really big question right now in this podcast, you might see me just like take a second to think. And that thinking is not really happening up here. That thinking is me trying to sink in and, you know, inhabit my body and connect with my knowing. That's a really, really huge part of my wellness. I get, you know, guidance one step at a time, and I take that, and it makes the most difference for me. So whatever that is, if my guidance is telling me it's time for a break, I take that and I take it seriously. And it's been good for me. So that's kind of how I keep things together. I'm really big on nutrition. I eat, like, you know, a really clean diet, and I like to cook and stuff like that. So I'm all about, you know, eco, green living, and wellness, definitely.
Yeah. And it's not just one thing. It's always, it's different season of life. Those things definitely alter. And for me, day to day, like, meditation for me sometimes can be watching a rom-com, or, you know, like, so, you know, sure. Something way out left field, and that's okay. And that maybe that day I need to do that. But when I'm working through now, it's like, how do I lovingly reparent myself? And I'm calling it divine discipline.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, there's that discernment of that knowing that you're talking about. When are days that I need to take that break? But when are days when I'm self-sabotaging myself and I really need to go work out, or really need to, you know, make that smoothie instead of the sweet potato tots or whatever? Like, you know, but sometimes it's that discernment of that growth. For me, it's like that stagnation and that fear. I know when I'm off my schedule, like you said, your supplement regime, it's the same thing for me. I stopped taking like my supplements month or two ago for like a month. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, all self-care out the window. I'm done. Like hobbit mode. Like, and then I was like, okay, what's going on? And it's like my coping mechanism was to shut down and not take care of myself. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important, especially right now, dealing with these emotions, whether internal or from the external world, and realizing what those coping mechanisms are. Like during this quarantine, I've really cut down on my phone usage a lot. Yeah. And that's self-care. And that's grounding. Because for me, I'll just like be mindlessly scrolling, or checking email or whatever. But like, you know, if you have an iPhone, I'm sure Androids as well, and you can set a timer for how long you want to be on certain apps. Do it. Mm-hmm. Reparent yourself. Sure. Do the discipline, like do the hard work like that, as well as moving your body. Because one of the biggest excuses I tell myself, and I'm sure you hear it a lot for either yourself or fellow entrepreneurs, is I don't have enough time.
Yes.
The time thing. I can't create more time. I can't. Do you know how much time I've saved, I've created from not being on my phone 24/7?
Sure. Yes, I do. Absolutely. Detox is a huge part of wellness, in every way. It's not just a food thing, right? It's a phone thing. For example, like 2 weeks ago, I took my phone off, I think on a Friday, and I said, just for the night, I had my phone off for a week. I couldn't put it back on. I felt too damn good. Like it just, you know, and what that meant is it didn't mean that I didn't respond to emails or I didn't do any of that, but that time was intentional. Like when it was time to respond to emails, I did that on my computer. So, you know, I showed up at my desk and that's when I was intentional about, okay, I need to respond. I need to do this. I need to make a few phone calls, whatever it is that I need to follow up on. But after that time set for work it was like no phone at all. So it was like really setting boundaries and detoxing from just like the non-essentials, right? Like I don't need my phone for emails or whatever. I'm at home. My social circle isn't huge and I just need to really dial in at this point and figure out how I'm feeling and then do that wellness practice. So detox was a huge part. So I'm totally agreeing with you there.
1,000%, 1,000%. So, I mean, I know we've kind of talked like every which way around it, but could you kind of walk us through like your business coaching, how you show up through your own coaching services and business offerings for people? Who are they for? You know, what would somebody be looking for if they're looking for a business coach / wellness coach? Because we know that you need all of that as an entrepreneur with the services that you offer.
Yeah. So I think when it comes to business coaching, a lot of the times, believe it or not, I mean, I will start off with saying everyone's overqualified at this point. Right? For whatever they're doing, you're overqualified. There's no shortage of information. It's coming from every which way, right? Like you're an amazing podcaster, right? Like there's always things that you can learn, but certainly, you know, you gain some experience, you have your information. Now it's just about how can I get this out to more people? How can I, you know, cover more content that's relevant to them? And how do I really find happiness and soul purposeful work in what I'm doing, right? So I think it really is the same thing for a lot of my clients that come through, right? It's about, I need some instruction, but a lot of it is I need to figure out how to overcome some of the things in my way, right? And I know that this is a lot of the work that you do around, you know, helping people with CE perfectionism and learn to overcome that. But a lot of my work is really about holding a mirror up for someone, right? People are, you know, you're so into the situation that you barely see, but these people, most of the entrepreneurs, you know, that I'm working with, these people are highly intelligent, highly creative. They have so many of their own answers, and it's just about someone that, you know, is going to take a loving straight talk approach to say, here's the mirror, have a look at this. Is this really aligning for you? And I think 9 times out of 10, people say, no, it's not. I really don't want to do that. It's not something I thought it was something I had to do. And it's like, you know, unlearning all of these ideas around entrepreneurship and being someone that, you know, you think that you should be. And I think that that's really for a lot of people. And especially I have found that with women, just, you know, bringing into their businesses this need to please, right? The people pleasing thing, and not, you know, finding a sweet spot between this is really what's in my heart to give, and looking and finding those people that are looking for that thing that you're giving. So their entrepreneurship and running a business can be this really beautiful exchange. But I think that there's just a lot of noise around, you know, what you think that you should be doing, and, you know, following some sort of specific guidelines. And there really isn't. There's just lots of options, and finding out what options best serve your business model, your audience, and your heart. And I think it really comes together from there. So that's generally a lot of the work that I do. I like to break things into smaller pieces. So you'll never really see me do like a 6-month coaching thing. I kind of, you know, like smaller bundles that people can get in, get the information, and get to the action part, right? Like, let's just get this done. And I think a lot of people really move through it better that way. So everything I create is really that sweet spot that I just talked about, right? That I want to create, but what my audience is asking me for. And so I try to find a way that, you know, fits both of us.
Beautiful. And I know we started off at me asking, what's that secret sauce? That sounds pretty close. Yeah. I feel like, you know, just like stop banging your head against the wall. Here's a mirror, or more of a 30,000 foot view of what's going on. Mm-hmm. Let's make a choice and move.
For sure.
Take that action. And, you know, speaking of mirrors, yesterday, my beautiful partner, David, and I were on a walk, and I'm beating my head about something in my business and my podcast, and, you know, just perfect example of what you just said is he was this loving mirror. And he's like, okay, well, what do you need to do? And, you know, I knew what I needed to do, but I'm so single focused. And he's like, explain it to me. And I started doing all this woo and, you know, da, da, da. And he's like, explain it to a 5-year-old. What would you do? What would you say? And exactly what you said about taking breaks. I was like, well, sometimes when you feel overwhelmed or there's too much to do and you don't know where to go next, sometimes you need to let go and do something fun. And that allows you to fly up in this airplane so you can see that next move. And that's all you need to know. And like you were saying earlier, bringing that back to that knowing is you always will be guided to that next step. Sometimes maybe it's that end goal, like you have this big dream, you might be switch pivoting, but you will always be guided that next bite, one step at a time. And, you know, the recovering perfection side of a lot of us entrepreneurs, we're like, okay, I was a straight A person, blah, blah, blah. I checked everything off. I'm here in the world. It doesn't work like that anymore, right? Mm-hmm. So it's learning to embody that imperfect action as well as that knowing inside of you. Do you help people connect to that part of themselves through coaching? Because so many people, I mean, myself included, it's a process to connect to that. And some days it's easier.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a lot of the work that I end up doing with people. For me, I'm really trying to get people to a point that they can lean in and trust themselves, right? Get comfortable in your own skin. In there, you find your purpose and a path forward. I really believe that. And so it's just about learning to develop a relationship with your knowing and trusting that and taking that step forward. And really, at the end of the day, when you really get a good sense of that and that comfort in your own skin, you can build anything, right? And teaching other people, right? That's another great way to move the information through your system, to feel it out, to hear yourself, saying it, to process it through your body. There's so much creativity in that step. And then, you know, like you said, doing something fun. That's where movement is medicine, right? When I'm stuck, I do that. I go on walks. I love dancing. I kitchen dance all the time. Like, so that is just like really therapeutic for me. And a lot of shit comes up for me when I'm doing something different. And I'm allowing, you know, my body to be opened up and my mind and my knowing to be opened up to. I'm listening. Tell me the next step, you know? So I absolutely incorporate that into the work that I do with my clients, because that is the real step around, you know, trusting yourself, but making it yours and only yours, right? I want everyone to get paid to be themselves, truly. Like, this people pleasing stuff is old school shit, and we're all the way done with it. We're not here for none of that. So I just really think, like, that's what we need to do as a community, as women, Black women, really lean into who we are. I really believe that is the best way to stand out in the marketplace, right? And not feel like you need to do anything different other than be yourself. That is your niche.
1,000%. I've heard so many of my entrepreneurial friends who've gone through that process, and it wasn't until they really connected to that part, their true self, and brought that into their business, because that their business is them. And that's when they saw the more, you know, success or, you know, growth in their business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the irony for me is I'm a big meditator as well as a kitchen dancer. Before this interview, I had 2 or 3 song warm up around the kitchen island. So, and you know, I always try to get David to dance with me. He's like, "Hun, that's your thing. It's not my thing." And I'm like, "Oh, one day I'll get you to do it."
That's what she says to me all the time. Go ahead. Right. Yeah.
I know it's hard for everybody. Yeah. Oh, you do. Oh, I love it. But it's like, the irony is when you get out of yourself, or, you know, get out of your own way rather, and just connect to everything, you know, whatever you want to call it, God, unity, consciousness, human collective, universe. Mm-hmm. That's when you were saying, you ask, you get to actually listen. And that's when you can really channel in a way more of your uniqueness of yourself. What does this person that is called Lauren, what is she here to do? What is she here to say? And it blows my mind when you're able to disconnect from your actual self, your ego self here. That's when those messages come through. And there's some meditations where I'm just like, or dances where I'm just like, should I stop doing what I'm doing and write this down, or like get a tape recorder? Because it's like, it just flow. But it's not until you step outside of your own self, or your own way rather. And I'm sure as a fellow dancer, you have found the same thing as well.
Yeah. Stuff comes to me in the morning and in the shower, and there's plenty of times I get in the shower in a towel dripping wet and I'm writing. Cause that's just when the magic's flowing, you know? And I really just go with that. And like, I think that, you know, one thing I always say, and it was something that came up a lot, you know, I studied holistic medicine and, you know, naturopathic for 3.5 years. And one of the things that we did with case taking with our patients is we knew that anything that came spontaneously from the patient was just one of the most truest and leading symptoms in all of the case, because it wasn't something that they filtered or that, you know, they tried to, you know, lead us in a specific direction of from their understanding. So let's say like they're talking about, you know, anxiety, people might give symptoms that they've learned about anxiety versus symptoms that they actually experience. So, you know, when things come through spontaneously, they're really trusted, because I really, you know, say that that's that's your knowing speaking to you. And also it's like, you know, reliability, something about consistency is reliability. So anything that you have consistently come up for you, really take that as reliable information. Because I know that projects that I'm working on, you know, like this less caption, more action, and, you know, the page disparity and all of that, I've been talking about that for years. Like, I really have. It's been something that I've been, you know, angry about. It's just been in my social circles and I've been talking about it and riffing about it and all that other stuff. But it's only now that, you know, I've done something with it. But most of the things that I've actioned and I'm having the most amount of success with, they've been really consistent patterns for me. Things that have been consistent for 5, 10 years that I've been talking about, that, you know, I dream about doing, and there are things that I'm currently doing. So just a bit of a hack there, like, look out for what's consistent. It's often very reliable, and what's spontaneous and not, coming to you maybe after a conversation, but what, you know, in the shower after dancing or anything like that, because I think there could be a lot of really rich data from the soul.
Data from the soul. And that's how I came up with this podcast name. Actually, like 2 years before I started it, I was going for a walk and I was going through a tough time, middle of a divorce actually. And that was my therapy, going for that walk. And the name Witchy Wellness came to me. And I'm thinking it's going to be a coaching program or something. And I was like, all right, write that one down. And I wrote and journaled about the feeling about it, you know, what I wanted it to be for such a long time. And then finally I was like, I need my voice to be heard. I need to learn to share my voice. And it just, everything came together. And I'm sure you have multiple business stories about that too, but it's so cool. And it's such a great reminder at every area of my life, down to asking my partner out for brunch after a yoga class, like something that just like came out of my mouth. And I was like, ooh, did I just say that? You know, it's like, you heard it and you're like, I'm just going to say it. You know, those moments, if you never listened to that, you never knew where your life could have gone or, you know, didn't go. So I guess in conclusion, like, get outside of your head, people, and listen here and take that imperfect action. And I think you're a beautiful example of that, Gabrielle.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming on the show today. It was such a pleasure having you on and a fellow entrepreneur. My hope is that this will help get not only your business coaching out there, but the Less Caption, More Action initiative out there as well. Was there anything else that you wanted to cover before we wrapped up the show today?
No, for me, it's just putting that out there to people, please, like, you know, amplify this. This is such an important initiative. It's so important for us to move forward together. It's so important for there to be equality. And that's just not Black voices, but queer voices, right? Like, just really moving this all forward. I think that we've been just, you know, the old way wasn't working. It wasn't. So it's really not about going backwards, but it's truly about forging a new path and never going back and never looking back, at only to learn from our mistakes. So that's my ask, just to please amplify this message, share it with your social circles, your community centers. We definitely want this to go out to the Black people that need support, right? Like, that's our number one focus in the initiative. We very much love our mentors and couldn't do it without our mentors, but we want our focus to be, how do we, give quality supports to Black businesses and help them to thrive. So that's my ask. Just please, like, put that out there. Don't hesitate to call me or send me an email. I answer all of my emails myself. I'm very much into connection with my community.
Well, thank you. I'm definitely grateful for having you on the show today. And I think you beautifully already answered this, but I always end the show asking, you know, thanking you for your time and your service, not only to come on here, but to be a leader in every area of your life and showing up in the way that you felt called to. And I always challenge our listeners, how can we be of service and an act of gratitude in return for you today?
I think just that. I think amplifying that, you know, just signing up for email newsletters just to get updates about what's going on. My Instagram, you'll get updates there. It's at the Gabrielle Thomas, and then going on my website, GabrielleThomas.co. I try to keep up with updating everybody. So please just amplify it, send them my way, and we'll find a way to make sure that everyone is served and everyone that is willing to mentor is seen and appreciated and connected. So that would be it. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you again for coming on the show today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.